Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Creed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you today as we wind down with this hour of Armed American Radio's monster broadcast? Man, I love this stuff. This is not the end of the week. This is the beginning of the week. I look forward to this every single week. It means we get to talk about what we talk about together every single day for the next 6 days. Can we really talk about this topic every week for an hour? Can we really talk about it every week for 3 hours? Now 6 days a week, and it still isn't enough. So I'll just throw that out at you. Last time I said that, not wasn't too long, we made some changes, right? You never know, you never know, you never know. Hey, the CCW Expo is coming up this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. I have to take this opportunity to tell you about that. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. This thing has gotten bigger. I mean, it's just morphed, man. It's just grown. It's metastasized. It just continues to grow, even at this late hour. As we get closer and closer, and I've been telling you, you know, this is sneaking up on us, and it really truly is. So if you haven't made your arrangement yet, or arrangements yet to get here, now's the time to do it. Beginning Friday, April 29th through Sunday, May 1st, the festivities kick off on Friday afternoon. And then followed by all day Saturday, I will be emceeing the Concealed Carry Fashion Show, the second annual. It's the second time I've done it. It's a lot of fun. Now we know a little bit more about it this year than we did last year. So I can promise you it will be more fun. And last year was a great time, but I think this one is going to be far bigger in Atlanta at the Georgia International Convention Center than West Bend, Wisconsin was as we kicked this thing off, and it was a great success there. But over 100 vendors, the family, my extended family at Crossbreed Holster, the studio's namesake will be there at the Crossbreed booth, right next to the USCCA booth, in fact. You can go see the map of the exhibitors in the exhibit hall. And this is not a SHOT Show, it's not an NRA, it's nothing like that. What this is geared specifically to concealed carry, so it's for you. It's right there for you as a concealed carry permit holder. It's why it's the Concealed Carry Expo. Everything there, the training seminars, the things you'll learn, and these are open for admission. You got a couple paid ones in there. Actually, Dave Young is paid. Seminar, you have Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, and just an American hero, author of On Combat and author of On Killing, required reading by the Marine Corps, believe it or not. Amazing stuff, great speaker. He put out the Bulletproof Mindset. You heard him on this program many times. It's how Shonto got his name, Shonto, for crying out loud, when we welcomed him back to the program a few years ago. And he said, oh, it's great to be back with you, firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with yourself and your sidekick, Shonto. So we got a good laugh out of that, and it has stuck. So Dave, quick on his feet, I can promise you. And Lieutenant Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, Milwaukee County Sheriff Dave Clark is going to be there to kick off. He's going to give the keynote to kick off the expo. So if you're anywhere within driving distance, come on out. If you haven't looked at flights yet, do it. Atlanta, you can get direct flight from anywhere. All of the information is at Concealed Carry Expo. Come by, shake my paw, meet Tim Schmidt. Alan Gottlieb will be there with his lovely wife at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. And as I said, the entire extended family at Crossbreed Holsters will be there. Come by and say hello to all of us and meet everybody. And don't just listen to us. Don't just read about us in the magazines. Come by and bring it all to life. We'd love to shake your paw. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. It's all right there for you. I got some great emails this week. Oh, the Daily Defense Show, by the way, last week. The Ted Cruz campaign reached out to me and wanted to reach you, the Armed American Radio listener. Of course we gave them a voice. We've reached out for the Donald Trump campaign to do the same. We have yet to hear. you are important enough for the Ted Cruz campaign that they want to get your their message out to you as an armed American, law-abiding armed American citizen. And this being Armed American Radio, of course, and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, that's what we do. So you heard the march of guests last week. Neil Bush was on Friday. Rush Limbaugh's brother, New York Times bestseller, activist and columnist himself, David Limbaugh, was on earlier in the week. We had, oh boy, oh my gosh, Brent Bozell, one of my heroes, he was on. Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert and others were on. We're going to try to get to some of those clips in this hour. If we can do that, I'll play you some of them. Without repeating the hour, it's kind of tough to do, but we'll figure out a way to maybe bring those in and let you hear some of maybe what you missed if you weren't listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But the guest lineup will continue next week. Let me go to some emails. I got two of them interesting, one along the lines of the Ted Cruz I was just telling you about. But I got this one in a couple days ago. Mark, I love the show, but, capital B-U-T. Now, I got to say, I support the Second Amendment, but that means you don't support the Second Amendment. In this case, he does love the show. He was just trying to throw, I'm not going to play semantics. I love the show, but you keep referring to the opposition as un-American. Un means not. The Swiss are not American, and sushi is not American. But harbor no ill feelings towards either. Many of the gun grabbers are U.S. citizens, as they will point out. The prefix for the opposition is anti. Anti means against or opposite of. They oppose the Constitution and Bill of Rights, hence their living document theory. They oppose American history, as evidenced by their constant rewriting of it. They oppose the American structure of government and the American economic system. In fact, they are against pretty much everything American. They are anti-American. Nothing would annoy me more than having a so-called un-American use the phrase, quote, I'm as American as you, to wiggle free from the facts. That email came in from John Roble. John, appreciate it very much. John is listening to us up in Warren, Michigan. Great place. But I kind of had to set John straight here in my reply, you see, because both words, anti-American, un-American, are adjectives. And let me just give you the Webster's Dictionary definition. Anti-American from Webster's, opposed or hostile to the people or the government policies of the United States. So we could certainly use that. Anti-American, we could use that. Un-American, not agreeing with American values, principles, or traditions. And an example, if you ask me, failing to vote is downright un-American. Another example, they were accused of un-American activities. So actually, we could interchange them if we wanted to. I happen to like un-American. Because to me, not only if you are not agreeing with American values, principles, or traditions, which is what the un-Americans do, they disagree with what? American values, your values, principles, or traditions. And if you ask me, failing to do that, using the example from Webster's, is downright un-American. Coming after my firearms, which are my American values, my recognized rights in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights, number 2 to be exact. Trying to take that from me because you don't like it. If you ask me, is downright un-American. That is un-American activity. Yes, those people are opposed, and they are also hostile to the people or the government policies of the United States. But you see, they're not opposed or hostile to Barack Obama's governmental policies, are they? Not today, they're not. They will be if there's a President Trump or a President Cruz, won't they? So they use their position as un-Americans to come after me and my American values, principles, or traditions. And my American values, principles, or traditions are American. My right to bear arms in the context of this program, as we see it through the prism or the lens of the Second Amendment. This is Armed American Radio. And that right, that topic that we talk about, is enshrined and recognized in our Constitution in number two. So if you ask me, failing to recognize my right or to try to take it from me is downright un-American. Interchangeable? Eh, somewhat. But I like un-American because it is. It's un-American. Great email. Thanks. Be back right after this.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Welcome back to the program. I'm going to spend this hour with you just kind of chatting. We had a huge lineup. If you missed it, please go back and listen. Alan Gottlieb and was talking with you about Hillary Clinton and some of the boneheaded statements coming from her. They're not yet boneheaded. Yeah, they're boneheaded. They're worthy of a Bonehead of the Week award. We could give that. We stopped giving that out because there's no one Bonehead of the Week. There are too many of them. Hard to pick sometimes. We talk about Bonehead of the Week. My gosh, there's dozens of them. Just simply because the shift on the political left has been so great. It's been huge. This incredible movement, this tectonic shift to the left from America's Democrat Party to socialism. And that's what it is. It's socialism. Make no bones about it. Of course, we were telling you that Barack Obama was a socialist before the election in 08. Anybody who was paying attention knew those things. And we knew what he was going to do and say about firearms. You can go back and listen to the first two, three shows if you want to. They're out there. The show's matured and grown a lot since then. But the words are out there. They're out there on my website at armedamericanradio.com. You can hear us talk about it. Back when we were a one-hour show heard inside Atlanta's perimeter. The Socialist Party. Incredible stuff. What they're doing. Alan and I were talking about it for quite some time. It was really a good hour. As we played some clips from Hillary Clinton that, while they won't shock you as an Armed American Radio listener, they will anger you. So go back and listen and try to get the people in your life around you who don't hate your guts because of your politics. Unfortunately, that's where we are today. Those people just walk away from. Don't bother engaging. Don't bother getting into a debate. There is no debate with a socialist. They don't want to debate with you. They hate you. They have no intention of talking. Don't even bother. Don't waste your time. Sadly, that's where we are today, but that's just good advice. Walk away, be the bigger person, and know that you're right and that they're dopes and that they are not quite, frankly, intelligent enough to have a conversation with. So just kind of smile, chuckle, and walk away. And that's very true when it comes to your firearms. When you get that dope, nobody should have guns, or you get that idiotic, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care? Or, I don't fly because I don't want to harm the environment. These kooks, okay? Who pay attention to people like Leonardo DiCaprio and Barack Obama, who fly everywhere on private jets and tell you you're an idiot and harming the environment. The whole thing's a joke. Oh, and by the way, the Al Gore, I used to love the Al Gore thing on this program years ago. Remember, we used to have fun with the temperature. We used to call it the Gore. We got rid of it. It's not degrees, it's the Gore. What's the Gore where you are? Well, you know, it's been the better part of a decade we've been on Armed American Radio, and we're still here, and Florida's still intact, and the beaches are still there. California is still there, and there are still polar bears. So I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. If we're both still breathing in 20 years, Mr. Socialist, I'm going to promise you we're still going to be here. Florida will still be here. There will still be polar bears. There will still be ice caps. You want to make that bet with me? See how easy it is to go off in a different direction? Good heavens. It's all tied together. It's all tied to freedom. It's the progressive left agenda to take everything from you, to make you equal, put you in the same bathrooms. Take your money, redistribute wealth, and that's a micro scale, take it to a macro level, to make America one of the rest of the world, not the exceptional nation that she is. They are literally trying to destroy that. And once they have your firearms, it's a done deal. They will own you. And that is their ultimate goal. Interesting stuff. All right, but yeah, it's easy to go in a whole bunch of different directions. I want to talk with you a little bit about Harriet Tubman during this hour. You know who Harriet Tubman is? We'll go there for you. You probably do. But we'll go back to Ted Cruz for just a second. Because I got another email, and I got this one today, and it was titled Ted Cruz Promotional Radio. Now, boy, I could go, well, I'm going to, because the emailer brought it up. We had a parade of guests last week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Every single one of those guests was what they would refer to as a surrogate, a spokesperson, an individual who you know because you see them on TV every night. Brent Bozell, you know who Brent Bozell is? Founder of the Media Research Center, the MRC, MRC.org. Great place if you've never been. Go documenting all the media bias over the years. I've loved that site since, I think, 1987. I've been a follower of MRC and what in the work that they've done. And then when the web got big in the early 90s, you could go visit the site. It's an amazing place. And they've got just scores and scores of videos documenting everything that you know is wrong with today's media. It's all there. It's been in business for decades. But all of these individuals, you also see him on Hannity, I think every Monday, if I'm not mistaken. But you can go there and you can see all this, this bias. Well, all of these guests have come out and endorsed Ted Cruz for president. And the Cruz campaign deems you important enough that they want you to hear their message. So they approached me and said, hey, can we start bringing some guests on your program? Ted Cruz really wants to meet and discuss with and get to your listeners, armed, law-abiding, armed Americans. He wants his message out. I said, of course we can. We will. And of course you can. And we were glad that they reached out so that you could be informed from their perspective, from Ted's perspective. Now, you might remember what I said about Ted Cruz a few weeks back. I was very disappointed in the comments he made about Donald Trump and his free speech when we had paid thugs in Chicago disrupting an event. These were all George Soros paid professional agitators. This was not an impromptu Chicago gathering or a protest, as you would deem it to be, or as they want you to believe it is. This was a gathering of paid thugs. This was a pre-planned event. And I would have hoped that Ted Cruz would have defended Donald Trump. And instead what he did was he kind of left it open for the fact that somehow Donald Trump's words were responsible for the actions of these thugs. And I disagreed with that. And I pulled back the radio show's official endorsement, the show's official endorsement, and decided we're going to support either candidate, whoever it is, whoever the nominee is. So let's just let this play out, let the process play out, and be fair. And part of being fair is giving both of those candidates a voice. And John Kasich, if he wants to, is welcome to come on the program. When we come back, I'm going to read you the email from Mr. Helms and give you my reply to that. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
A little bit of Mark Wills coming into us, bringing us back. I keep telling you that Mark is going to be in the studio with me, and he will. Believe me, the schedules, he and I are neighbors, and the schedules are just very difficult with people all over the place. So I promise you he'll be in. He's looking forward to coming back into the studios. Let me go back to the Ted Cruz issue. I think this is important because, no doubt, Mr. Helms' email is probably, maybe it's reflective of your thoughts. Because we had a lot of Ted Cruz surrogates on last week, but I'm certainly not going to turn down guests of that stature. And we've got bigger ones coming up, too. Glenn Beck is coming on the program. We can't wait to get Glenn on the show. So make sure you head over and check me out at AAR Mark. That'll be an interesting interview. We'll see how much time he has, but I'd love to have him for the hour. Most of the time I get him for one or two segments because everybody's busy. It's late in the day. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. Ted Cruz has agreed. He wants to do the show. It's just a scheduling thing, so I'm hopeful. So let me read you this email I got. Mark, it was titled, AKA, Ted Cruz Promotional Radio. Mark, as a right-of-center Republican and a staunch pro-life and pro-Second Amendment advocate, I am sad to see your massive campaigning for Ted Cruz. I have read Donald Trump's Second Amendment position paper and find no problem with it. Also, I totally expect him to keep his word, unlike Ted Cruz. Do I agree with Donald Trump on every point and issue? No, but if I ever find a candidate that I totally agree with, or that I agree with totally, God help us all. Was Mr. Trump once pro-choice? Yes, so was I. Was he once in favor of gun control? Yeah, so was I. The important thing is he has changed his mind, and having talked to people that know him and having looked at his history, he is a man that can be trusted to keep his word, a man of integrity. America needs a president that is strong and who will stand up to other world leaders and to those un-Americans that would destroy our country, a man like Ronald Reagan, a man like Donald Trump. Enough said, still love the show. Dick Helms, Wellsville, New York. Pastor Dick Helms. Pastor, thank you very much. I appreciate the email. I believe you may have missed a few shows, though, or I don't think you would have said a couple of the things that you said in the email. Let me take issue with a couple of things that you said. First of all, well, let's just say this. I'll start here. I've read Donald Trump's Second Amendment position paper, and I find no problem with it. If you've listened to me regularly over the last few weeks, you will have heard me say the same thing. In fact, I'll quote myself. His position on the Second Amendment does not frighten me. And while it probably should, because he has changed his mind on more than one occasion, he has supported gun control on more than one occasion, it doesn't. Because I believe, like you do, like the letter writer does, I'm talking to you, Mr. Helms, Pastor Helms, that people change their minds. I've changed my minds. I've challenged you as a listener. And you readily admit that you have changed. We all have. It's human nature. And I understand that. And I get that. To me, that's not necessarily flip-flopping. John Kerry flip-flops. Hillary Clinton flip-flops. I was for it before I voted against it. That crap is flip-flopping. That's political expediency for a vote. It's Joe Manchin. All four gun background checks over here until he's running again. Doesn't want to talk about it. That's flip-flopping. But an honest change of heart or change of position as we grow and mature, I don't have a problem with. We all do it. And if you say that you don't do it, you're lying. You're lying to me or you're lying to yourself. So don't tell me that you have never changed your mind. But you have. Ted Cruz has changed his mind about something, but I want to tell you something. I've never heard him waver once on the Second Amendment. Not one time. Not one time. Donald Trump has. Does that mean anything? That's certainly a talking point for Ted Cruz and for the surrogates that he's putting out there right now who have endorsed him, and I'll give them that. That's a feather in their cap. They can say that. I've said that. And you, if you're honest, would have to admit that as well. Donald Trump has changed positions on the Second Amendment. He was against it before he was for it. I don't say he was against it, but he was for gun control measures before that. But as you said, so were you. You've changed your position. So I go back, circle back right to this. His change of position, and I cannot give you any other reason. If you ask, I'm being flat out honest with you. I cannot tell you why I feel that way. I believe him. I believe I can read the man. I've read his paper many times, as you did. I read it when it first came out. And I don't believe he will shift positions after elected. Now, I may be wrong. You may be wrong. But the fact that Ted Cruz has never shifted position is certainly a talking point that he wants out to Armed American Radio listeners. And I am more than happy to give them that voice and that opportunity here on this program, just as I would do the same for Ted Cruz. So I appreciate the email, but I think you missed a couple things in there. And I know you're a regular listener because you mentioned those un-Americans would destroy our country. Un-Americans. I appreciate that too. So I understand how you feel the way you feel, because I feel the same way about his position on the Second Amendment. Doesn't frighten me. And again, can't really tell you why I feel that. It's just a gut feeling I have, my ability to read into people, to see certain things. And he doesn't scare me as he does other people. But I can certainly see how those other people would be frightened and would say that, particularly as a Ted Cruz supporter, because they can firmly stand there and say he's never wavered on the Second Amendment, ever. Ever. Not one time. And as a result, he deserves your vote. And if I were them, that's exactly what I would be doing also. Now, having said that, the Donald Trump campaign yet has yet to agree to come on this program. Here's the way I read that. They haven't yet felt you important enough to do so. That's the way I look at it as the host of this program. You want the audience or you don't. You want my audience or you don't. Ted Cruz's campaign wants my audience, and I'm more than happy to give it to him. I like Ted Cruz. I supported him. I will support the nominee. I am not a bonehead that will say, oh, no, I don't like either one of these people. I'm just going to throw my vote to him. Not going to happen. And if you do it, whew. And Pastor Helm, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listener. Because I don't think you'll throw your vote away either. I hope not. But the Trump campaign has yet come out and said, hey, we want to reach you. We want to reach your listeners. And when they do that, and I'm hopeful that they will, I will give them the airtime that they deem they need. We want you to hear that voice. You need to hear that voice. And this being Armed American Radio, of course, we will focus it and bring it right back to the Second Amendment. And while we will bring up other topics because we have to, we will bring it all right back to that lens for you to see where it is they're coming from. And I will ask that question about the Second Amendment and wavering, and I will also be honest with them when they come on. His position on the Second Amendment does not frighten me. I've had a number of very high-profile people who, if you've seen on TV, say to me, it should, in private conversations, it should scare you. But I will just tell you now, right here, as I have before, I don't sense this fear. I don't have this fear of Donald Trump getting into office and going, now I'm going to try to come after the Second Amendment like Barack Obama. I'm going to call him for advice. I don't see that happening. I think that position has been, I think he has honestly changed his mind from his previous positions over the years, which included assault weapons, bans, etc. Remains to be seen what's going to happen. But Mr. Helms, Pastor, I really appreciate the email. Thank you so much for sending it. And I'm glad we could use it as an opportunity for me to explain a little bit about why you were hearing all of these fine individuals on Armed American Radio, and we'll continue to do so. Hopefully Trump's will step up. We'll be back.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
you join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear, learn defensive skills from world-class trainers, shoot new pistols, see the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com. I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Now, back to some emails. I love getting your word out. And when we have some time together in this final hour, it's great to do that. I got a really fun email here from, I'm not sure if it's real or fake. Maybe you can help me out here. Good day. It said, it's Privet from Belarus. So you tell me, but I thought it was kind of fun. Good day. My name is Elena. I live far away from you in Belarus. But in spite of that, I know about you and regular listen with you family, your radio station on the internet for several years. On I really love. Hopefully and more, you will delight us with their interesting programs. I've heard a lot about I'm would be asked to send some sort of souvenir from your radio show if possible. My address, Elena Kolshekivnakova. Luna Karskogo, 17A22, Gomolskaya, Dabrosh, Belarus, 247052. Thank you. Have a nice day. I know, but I wanted to read it anyway. Not sure what the point of that one is, huh? Official State Rifle of Tennessee. This is from Michael Pribish. Michael says to me, Mark, the front page of today's Knoxville News Sentinel is attached. Now get this, and he attached both two pages there, the front page and the story, which proudly announces that the Barrett 50 caliber rifle is Tennessee's state rifle. With the crazy world of political correctness gone amok, it's the little victories like this that give us hope. I'm a longtime listener of the Monster broadcast and also enjoy getting a daily dose. keep up the good work, and take a break every now and then to talk about guns and gear. We do do that, Michael. We had a couple great calls with George last week, and we will pick that up. Depends on what the political spectrum is and what kind of news stories are out there. Sometimes we can go there more often than not. I'd love to hear more about the Glock 43 you recently acquired. Hope I get to shake your paw at the upcoming NRA convention. As a Navy veteran from the Nuclear Submarine Force, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the veterans. Thank you for all you do to keep our country safe. Take care, from Michael Pribish. Glad to be alive and in Tennessee. Go Vols. Michael, thank you very much for your service. Thank you for the email. Great stuff. Thanks for the article on the 50 cal. And you know what? It is those little victories. It's why we want to read stories like this. And I'm glad you saw to it that you said, hey, this means something. You know, this is huge. We need to talk about this. Somebody needs to say something about this. Because here's what you'll get from the un-Americans. Oh, a 50 caliber, that thing can kill a Humvee from 50 miles away. It shoots straight through four buildings and still kills a bird 10 miles away. I'm just idiots. And you will have the opportunity to shake my paw at the NRA convention. I will be at the Crossbreed booth at the NRA convention on Saturday, probably between 12 and 4 in that range. And as we get closer, you'll know. You'll see it on the appearance list and the book signings and all that fun stuff. So thanks very, very much for the email. And then I got another one that, oh boy. Oh, you know what? Let's go to Harriet Tubman real quick, because this is so true. During the daytime program, I talked about the change on the $20 bill, removing Jackson. And I didn't look at it as negative or positive about Harriet Tubman. I even asked the question, is Harriet Tubman worthy of being on the $20 bill? I don't know. You know, that remains, you know, maybe you feel that way, maybe you don't. I did say that Donald Trump said they should create a new $2 bill and put her on that. In other words, add another bill. I think I heard or read something about Bill O'Reilly saying create a $25 bill. I like that idea, by the way. Not sure why, but I just do. I don't know what the extra five means, or 20, who cares? Of course, I went to the grocery store today, bought four things. It was $57. That should have never happened. So two 25s and another five and a couple ones. Who knows? It's ridiculous what things cost nowadays, but again, another show. And I didn't really go into a whole lot of detail. What I talked about with the bill was this is political correctness. This is the one of the final acts, and it is, of the fundamental transformation of America. This is part of Barack Obama's promise to fundamentally transform America. And what better picture of America is there that the world sees than our currency? Fives, tens, twenties, hundreds. Nobody's removing the Benjamin, that much I can tell you. Wouldn't happen. Even Obama's not stupid enough to try that. But Jackson, who knows anything about Jackson, right? Yeah, well, I'll tell you what he was. He was a Democrat gun grabber. And a slave owner. But he did some great things for America's treasury, which is why he was on the bill. See, a lot of our founders have that in their history. That's part of American history. We can't erase it. So we looked at this from a really an overall giant perspective of, I did anyway, is that, look, it's fundamental transformation. Barack Obama, and you're going to see a lot more of this kind of stuff between now and November, I can promise you. More's a coming. Naming things, monuments, all this kind of stuff's all coming. It's all coming. You know, fighting for men and women's bathrooms, all this crap, it's all coming. And then I got a ton of email from you who said, hey, and one here from Mike Brannick is really good. Mark, the one thing I like about putting Harriet Tubman on the 20 is that the progressive Democrats are taking an important Democrat off and putting a gun-toting Republican in his place. So it does have something to do with guns, because I opened up the comments with, what does this dollar bill have to do with guns? And none other than John Lott came on the program with me on Friday afternoon and discussed Harriet Tubman's background. She was a gun-toting Republican, former slave, escaped, and ran the Underground Railroad. So go back and listen to Friday's show, and John went into a little bit more detail about her. Needed a firearm. God bless her. Put her on the 20. Great stuff. And I appreciate all of the emails. Mike's pretty much summed up, and you know who you are, that pretty much summed it up in a pretty just short, succinct email. So it worked really well. But I got another one from somebody who said, why do the chickens cross the road? Why did the chicken cross the road? Donald Trump would answer that question. We build a big wall to keep. Why did the chicken cross the road? Donald Trump, we will build a big wall to keep illegal chickens from crossing the road. It will be a great wall, the best wall you've ever seen, I promise you. We will have a door for legal chickens on the side of the road. It will be a great again. Nancy Pelosi, we will have to pass the law allowing the chicken to cross the road to find out why the chicken crossed the road. Brian Williams said, I crossed the road with the chicken. Got a grin out of that one. Ben Carson says, this isn't brain surgery. It wanted grain. Sarah Palin said the chicken crossed the road because, gosh darn it, she's a maverick. Barack Obama said, let me be perfectly clear. If the chickens like their eggs, they can keep their eggs. No chicken will be required to cross the road to surrender her eggs, period. Bill Clinton said, I did not cross the road with that chicken. Bernie Sanders, that little chicken will pay 80% income taxes no matter what side of the road it's on. She's got to help finance free college, even for those who don't want four-year education vacation. Marco Rubio said the rooster's beak and feet are small. Al Gore said, I invented that chicken. Al Sharpton said, why are all chickens white? You get the idea. In such a goofy email, you can see the divide, can't you? That's where we are in America today. Hey, my favorite part of the week is coming to a close right now. Actually, in the beginning, we get to talk about this all week long. Armed American Radio's daytime show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We will get up and do it with you again all week long. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. And make sure there's no gun-free zone wherever you find yourself. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.